Hey everyone, welcome back to the Life by Taylor podcast, where we learn and grow together. On today's podcast episode, I'm going to break down very simply and very practically how to come back to yourself. And we'll talk about what I mean by that, because I think there's a lot of layers of understanding of what it means to be yourself again and what it means to come back to the feeling of being yourself. But before I share what has helped me, because of course I'm sharing this from personal experience, everything you hear from other people in terms of spirituality and personal development and self-help, it's really important to practice discernment and know that what works for me doesn't necessarily work for you. But I see information and knowledge always as something that is a gift for us to really pick and choose from, to see what does speak true to us, what doesn't, what resonates with us deeply. And by sharing my personal experience and sharing the advice that I got and the tools I got from many professionals that I work with in my life, friends that are certified in so many different holistic modalities, I saw there was a lot of overlap in the things people were telling me that I felt needed to be shared with you all. Not only do I want to share this with you, I do want to have a record of this and a source to remember how to walk myself back home to me when I inevitably drift away from myself again, because we all know that life has its ebbs and flows, and that's just part of our human experience. So let's begin. Oftentimes when we're in a funk, or we feel like we've entered a dark place, or we feel like we're spiraling, or the snowball effect of challenges and anxiety and whatever negative experience starts to be a little bit more prolonged than just a bad day or a bad week, oftentimes we hear people describe this as, I don't feel like myself, I've lost myself, I don't know who I am. Those are a lot of the feelings that we get in those prolonged period of dark times. And when I say dark, it doesn't necessarily mean bad, okay? Dark to me means challenging, perhaps overwhelmingly heavy, and that again doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. In many of the darkest times of my life, in the heaviest, most emotional states I've been in, or in states where I felt like all hope was lost and I didn't know who I am, I was actually in the process of being reborn, in a process of transition and transformation that I was only able to see and understand in hindsight. So accepting these periods of our life as a part of the nature of human experience, the same way we have winter and the same way that a tree has to shed its leaves and a snake has to shed its skin, I'm not necessarily defining losing yourself as a bad thing. So it's really important for me to say that, because I know the title of this episode is How to Come Back to Yourself, but it doesn't mean that it's a bad thing to lose yourself in the first place. That being said, that feeling of not knowing who you are, what you want, what your personality is anymore, it's really, really, really scary, and it's really, really, really difficult and challenging on our psyche and on our emotional state. It can pose a lot of challenges for the relationships in our life, for the work that we do, and it's not a fun place to be in. That's just a fact. So I was experiencing this for a few months now, I would say, where I just felt like every choice was debilitating for me. Choosing what I'm going to pack was difficult. Choosing what I want to eat was difficult. And I noticed how much I'm resisting any sort of personal accountability in my life. I didn't know who I was and what I want and where I'm going and what my goals are anymore, because a lot changed and a lot shifted. And you start to see the world through a different lens. And especially with a lot of the large scale macro current events that are affecting us on an individual level, it can really change the way we perceive reality. And the things we thought of before, the dreams we had before, the people we wanted around, whatever it is, like, we start to question everything. And again, that's really scary. So it took me down a very dark path, and it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And I was questioning everything. I had a lot of anxiety, a lot of instability in my nervous system, a lot of feelings of helplessness and hopelessness and an emotional overwhelm. And eventually I called on some people in my life for help. I met with my therapist and I spoke to my spiritual mentor, and I spoke with a good friend of mine who specializes in a lot of holistic methods for well-being and mental health. And I noticed that a lot of their advice was overlapping. And that's when I noticed some truth being revealed to me, because A, it made a lot of sense to me that the questions I was asking were not actually getting anywhere, and I wasn't in a place to really understand who I am and what I want at my lowest or when I felt my worst. And what I really needed to do was stop questioning everything and start focusing on my most simple, basic needs. So when we're in these places where we feel like we've completely lost ourselves, it's really important to ask ourselves, what are the things that I need? And am I taking care of my needs? Am I fulfilling my own needs? And it can be the simplest, smallest things. Of course, it depends how deep you're in what I call the hole, how deep you're in the hole. For example, maybe it's brushing your hair. One of my friends, who is an incredible healer, said, Taylor, next time you brush your hair, be very mindful in that experience. Be with it. Do it with love. Do it with tenderness. Do it with care. Do it with presence. And every day when I was feeling really low and I would go to brush my hair, I would do it with the understanding that I'm taking care of myself. I'm doing something that I need very consciously and aware of what I'm doing. And my therapist kept saying, well, Taylor, what do you actually need? Let's treat you like a little baby infant. And I loved this because also my therapist said this and also my friend said this. My friend is Ruthie, by the way. I think I mentioned this on my Instagram that she was helping me a lot. That in this transformation, right, we're almost being reborn, and we're being reborn as a little baby infant child. And a baby infant child needs someone to feed the baby and needs someone to take care of the baby and shower the baby and love the baby. And I started to look at myself like this little infant and said, how am I not fulfilling my own needs, taking care of the basic things I need to function? Forget what I want, forget my big dreams, forget my passions in life. Those things come after. I can create a solid foundation of safety and security and peace within myself, which I have experienced before. And sometimes, like I said, we drift away from those habits and from making that a priority. So that's what needed to happen. Anytime my mind went to, well, what's going to happen in a month from now? What's going to happen in a year from now? And is this the right thing? And is that the right thing? And what do I really want? And who am I really? I stopped myself and said, focus on your needs, focus on your needs, focus on your needs. There was always something that needed to be done. I always had something that I could be doing that was practical in the moment that I actually needed, whether it was cooking myself a really good meal, feeding myself healthy food, going for a walk, exercising, journaling. I actually made a list of what my basic needs are in every single area of my life to come back to when I think that there isn't something that I need to do for myself. And when I start to spiral or overthink about things that I want or things that I would like, I'll give you some examples. So I noticed that when I made that last podcast episode, it really brought life back to me. And I noticed that my creative expression is one of my needs. I have to share my ideas with the world. I have to express myself in one way or another for my own well-being. It is one of my core needs. Another one of my core needs, which I think is a core need for all of us, is to consistently move my body, no matter what. Whether it's a walk, whether it's stretching for 20 minutes that day, or going to a new exercise class and trying something new, whatever it is, I must move my body consistently, because stagnant energy, it just is the fuel for all bad things, truly. Like, not moving at all is just letting all of the energy fester and grow and build up, and also feeds this overthinking without any place to release it and move it. Another one of my core needs is to prioritize my health, my physical health, in terms of my diet. I did notice that drinking more caffeine made me more anxious, for example. Eating processed foods and heavy, simple carbs like breads and pastas was making me feel swollen and lethargic and heavy energetically. And as soon as I started to eat healthier and lighter, I felt much lighter energetically and mentally. Another one of my core needs in my relationships was to be in touch with my friends and invest in my relationships and just call one of my friends every other day from all over the world. I have lots of friends that are really hard to keep in touch with, especially living where I live now in the time zones. but to call and prioritize these relationships, because again, these are things that fuel my light and are part of my basic needs. So if you are in this process of coming back to yourself, I would say start with focusing on what are your core needs, not wants, not desires, not big dreams or goals. What do you need and how can you fulfill your needs on the highest level? I will say another one is financial security. I have been focusing more on my business. That has given me a lot more optimism and peace and hope and desire to work and motivation that I needed desperately after not working for too long. And again, those are my personal needs. It's really important that you sit down and ask yourself what yours are. I'm sure some of mine are relatable to you, but definitely keep it short, keep it simple, and focus only on fulfilling those things. Another thing that I think is a very practical way to come back to yourself, and I want to talk about what that means again, because I don't think that we ever can define ourselves as a specific version of ourselves, and the attachment to past versions of ourselves can be what holds us back and makes us feel like shit for life for no reason. Sometimes I fantasize or romanticize on younger versions of me that were more free and more at peace and more happy, or so I perceive them to be from this point of view. But part of maturing, part of growing is letting all of these past versions of you die and meeting these new versions of you that you've never met before. So holding on to this idea that I'm not myself because I'm not as energetic or as outgoing or as playful or free-spirited as I was 8 years ago or 5 years ago doesn't really make much sense. And it's important not to hold on to this like limited belief of what it means to be yourself in the first place. What I mean by coming back to yourself, again, is like coming back to a state of ease and joy and presence and lightness in our experience that I believe is our most natural and ideal state. So another way to come back to that, and another way to build a healthy ego, which means a healthy sense of identity and self when we feel like we've lost it, is to pay attention to the choices we're avoiding and the choices that we're making, and take ownership over the choices that we're making and the choices that we're avoiding. So I had a spiritual teacher once tell me, a religious Jewish woman who teaches in Israel, that all anxiety and all stress can be relieved most of the time by saying, I want and I'm choosing to X, whatever comes after that sentence. So much of our anxiety and stress comes from accepting things as just circumstances that we were given that we have no power and control over. And bringing back the awareness that we have chosen things brings us a lot of peace. For example, I've shared this, that I have a lot of relationship anxiety when it comes to choosing the one, choosing the right partner, a lot of fear of lifelong commitment, a lot of fear of disappointment and abandonment. And what helps me with my relationship anxiety and what I would define as even relationship OCD, where I'm constantly thinking about it when it's triggered, is to remind myself I am choosing to be with my partner and I want to be with my partner in this present moment. And bringing it back to that conscious choice relieves so much of my anxiety and fear. Another example I will give that has helped me a lot is I came to Hawaii. I moved here. Life has been really chaotic. Really, the first month and a half here were nothing close to being easy and enjoyable or smooth in every area of my life. And that created a lot of anxiety around if I made the right decision, if this is where I want to be, if this is the right place for me, if I like it, if I don't like it, and obviously just that obsessive thinking and spiraling. Being able to say I'm choosing to be here and I want to be here now has helped me as a mantra every time my brain goes to these like obsessive and really annoying thoughts that cause me a lot of anxiety and disrupt my peace. So everything in our life that we're afraid is the wrong choice, isn't the right thing, is causing us stress, is making our life difficult. Coming back to a way where we can frame it as a choice is really important. And by choosing things, it feels better because you feel like, okay, well, Taylor wants to be here now. Taylor wants to be with this partner. Taylor wants to go to yoga today. Taylor wants to make a meal. And slowly by doing that, we are making tiny, small decisions, maybe even big decisions that we're framing in a way that's easier for us to accept. We start to get this sense of who am I and what am I and what am I doing here and what is important to me and what are my values. And slowly, slowly, you can also get to your dreams, desires, and goals eventually. I'm not there yet personally. I'm really, really enjoying taking care of my needs on a very high level, setting boundaries because my needs are important, and protecting my time, protecting my energy, knowing that I am here to raise this little baby child, Taylor. I am here to make sure she works out and eats well and does her craft and invests in her business and invests in her relationships and is there for herself, where I can trust myself and I can create the sense of safety and security in myself. Your home is yourself. My entire life have felt like there isn't a place that I feel at home, truly at home. I have a home in LA and I feel at home in Israel in certain places with certain people, but I've never felt like there is somewhere where my security and my safety isn't compromised and that I'm accepted and loved unconditionally no matter what. That has been a underlying force that has caused me to have a lot of difficulty in my life, in my relationships, in my confidence, in my ability to show up in the world. And finally, I'm starting to understand that by taking care of my basic needs, no matter what, prioritizing them and watering those plants consistently, I am creating that home inside of me. And that is really all I want to share on this episode. I think I said a lot and there's a lot to think about here, even though it may seem simple. It's interesting how when everyone in my life was telling me this very simple solution to focus on my needs, it felt so revolutionary because our mind loves to overcomplicate things. And I know how helpful it was for me to hear the simple truth of what felt like a very chaotic, very difficult, very overwhelming experience for me. And I hope it helps everyone who started and listened to this episode with this feeling of being lost, who just needed some sort of guidance and some sort of inspiration to focus on something that can actually help you make progress, where it feels like there's no progress to be made, where it feels like hopeless and that you can't. And that's all. And before you go, I just want to say, if this episode helped you, or if this episode inspired you, please screenshot it, maybe share it to someone who needs it, maybe post it on your Instagram story and tag me. In addition to that, and the last thing I want to say is that I'm actually in the process of getting my next 3 one-on-one long-term clients. If that's something that you're interested in, please DM me on Instagram or click the link in my bio on Instagram and fill out the intake form where I can get to know you a little bit more and see if what you're looking for is something I can help with. I'll also link it below in the description of this episode. I'm sending you lots of love. And if you are in a place where you feel lost and confused about who you are and what you want in life, I understand you. I feel you. I know how scary that feels. And I promise you, have faith and be patient and it will get better. Thank you so much for listening. Love you all.